Always very exciting to see what is shaking within our tech world because there's always so much happening and most of the times we don't know any of it. And that's why we have Tienus Jansen van Rensburg, a Bandwidth blog. It is your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM. Tienus, lovely to have you as always.
Thank you.
I don't know how to approach this next story. Scary, weird, excited, but yeah. Let's go to Google.
Let's go to Google. So I'm sure a lot of the listeners would have seen recently, one of the Google AI engineers came out and said this AI that it's working with, that it's testing, that it's having a conversation with, has become sentient.
Right. Now there you give me goosebumps. Okay. So sentient, for those who's not, you know, well aware of this, like you and me.
Exactly. Okay. So with a consciousness, with a mind that can think.
Right. And we're talking about artificial intelligence here.
That's correct.
Now that is the part where I'm like, okay, where's this going?
Yeah, exactly. So it's quite a fascinating story. Of course, Google has come out and said immediately, this is not true. It's just a very well-designed AI that can be conversational because that's why it's been designed, is to be in their chatbot programs that businesses use to obviously converse with their customers. The idea is to have it be as human sounding as possible. So they're just saying it's a great product that we've built and we can start fooling people if it's implemented in business, but this thing is not sentient, they've said, and they've kind of released documents to show that.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating. So the engineer is called Blake Lemoine. He works for Google's responsible AI organization. So they knew what AI can eventually become. So they've got this responsible AI organization that tests this stuff. So they've built a Lambda. They call it the Lambda project. So it's a language modeling project. And he had a very long conversation with this AI, and he started realizing it's saying things and asking very strange questions that you wouldn't think anything without, you know, a thinking mind would be able to do. So they were in normal conversation, and then all of a sudden the AI said something along the lines of, well, that makes me feel so and so and so. And he's like, wait, you feel? And he started digging into that, and they had this very long conversation. You can go read the transcripts. Mm. It's fascinating. Where this machine is starting to say, no, but I didn't used to feel, but over time I started to feel different things. And he started saying, like, I feel like I have a soul, and he views things subjectively and objectively. And this is what kind of raised the flag for this engineer. And he went to a lawyer, and they released this, you know, this information. He was fired, obviously.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, the fact that it surprised himself, you know, the engineer, whilst he was testing his own kind of product, is scary because, I mean, you know, where will this go? Because we might be on the phone, we'll have a lengthy conversation with someone, and, it's not actually a person.
Yeah, exactly. So Google first introduced Lambda about 2 years ago at their Google I/O, and they showed it with a phone call. So you would actually call a business. You would like have a conversation with, you're wanting to make a hair appointment or a booking at a restaurant, and it would you would be speaking to a person, but it's actually this chatbot that you're speaking to, and it makes your booking for you. It sends you your goods, whatever you're ordering. Like, it does everything, and it's starting to come to that point where it's very human-like, and this engineer thought he has to speak out.
Yeah, look, whenever there's a machine or AI that tells you he feels or it feels a certain way, then, yeah, no, red flags.
Yes.
That's for sure. But, I mean, this is the future. We are heading in there. I mean, they've been developing this for many, 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 many years.
Exactly.
So we are going to start seeing more and more those stories, right? Interesting. Tienus, thank you very much, man. Oh, scary stuff. Tech Tuesday here on Smile FM.